Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. Today, we're diving deep into the profound concept of salvation. Today's Bible verses are from 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 10 to 12. Concerning this salvation, prophets who prophesied about the grace that was to be yours searched and investigated it, investigating the time and circumstances that the Spirit of Christ within them indicated when it testified in advance to the sufferings destined for Christ and the glories to follow them. It was revealed to them that they were serving not themselves, but you, with regard to the things that have now been announced to you by those who preached the good news to you, the Holy Spirit sent from heaven, things into which angels longed to look.
Let's dive into the fascinating world of the ancient prophets. These incredible individuals were filled with the Spirit of God, and they dedicated themselves to searching and investigating the grace that was to come. It's amazing to think about how they were able to look ahead and see glimpses of what God had in store. These prophets didn't just passively receive information, they actively sought to understand the time and circumstances surrounding the coming grace through the Spirit of God, Christ, within them. They were able to testify in advance about the sufferings that Jesus would endure and the glories that would follow. But here's the really beautiful part. They weren't just doing this for themselves. These prophets were serving future believers. That's us. They were laying the groundwork for the faith we now hold, providing a foundation for our understanding of God's plan of salvation. Now let's dive into how this incredible good news was delivered to us. It wasn't just through human effort, but through the power of the Holy Spirit sent from heaven. Imagine that, a divine messenger bringing us this life-changing information. The apostles and early preachers were filled with the Holy Spirit as they shared the message of salvation. This wasn't just another piece of news, it was a transformative truth that had the power to change lives forever. And here's something that might surprise you. Even the angels were fascinated by this. They longed to understand these profound truths about salvation. Think about that for a moment. These celestial beings who exist in God's presence were eager to grasp the depths of what God was doing for humanity through Jesus Christ. This really highlights just how significant and awe-inspiring the message of salvation is. It's not just good news, it's the best news delivered in the most extraordinary way possible. Now let's dive into the true significance of salvation. When we look at the grand tapestry of world history, salvation stands out as the central thread that ties everything together. It's not just a religious concept, it's the very essence of our existence. At its core, salvation is about finding forgiveness for our sins, making peace with God, and embracing the hope of everlasting life. Think about that for a moment. In a world filled with uncertainty and fleeting pleasures, salvation offers us something eternal and unchanging. But why do we need salvation in the first place? Well, it's because we're in desperate need of being saved from three major threats: the disease and guilt of sin that plagues our souls, the impending judgment of a holy God, and the destructive forces of the devil that seek to derail our lives.
Salvation is the remedy to these threats. It's God's ultimate solution to the human condition, offering us a way to be reconciled with Him and to experience true lasting peace and joy. In today's fast-paced world, it's incredibly easy to get caught up in the whirlwind of worldly concerns. We often find ourselves chasing after success, wealth, and happiness, thinking these are the things that truly matter. But let's take a moment to pause and reflect. Sometimes, even as Christians, we can lose sight of what's truly important. We might find that our understanding of God's love has become diluted, watered down by the constant noise of our daily lives. But here's the truth we need to remember. Salvation isn't just a nice add-on to our lives. It's not just a feel-good bonus or a spiritual insurance policy. No, salvation is the only thing that truly matters. When we compare it to all the worldly success we might achieve, the promotions, the accolades, the material possessions, salvation stands head and shoulders above them all. It's the difference between eternal life and eternal separation from God. Everything else, no matter how shiny or appealing it might seem, pales in comparison to the incredible gift of salvation that God offers. Now let's talk about how we can respond to this incredible offer of salvation. It's actually quite simple, yet profoundly life-changing. The first step is to come before Jesus with an open and humble heart. This means acknowledging that we need him and can't save ourselves. Next, we need to confess our sins. This isn't about beating ourselves up, but rather being honest about our shortcomings and mistakes. It's about recognizing that we've fallen short of God's perfect standard. Then we ask for forgiveness. This is where the beauty of God's grace really shines. No matter what we've done, Jesus is ready and willing to forgive us. Through this process, we find true redemption. It's like being given a clean slate, a fresh start. But it doesn't stop there. We also receive new life in Christ. This means we're not just forgiven, but we're also empowered to live differently. By accepting this gift of salvation, we enter into the fullness of what God has prepared for us. It's a life of purpose, joy, and eternal hope. Remember, salvation isn't just about avoiding punishment. It's about embracing the amazing life God has for us.
Let's close with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before you in awe of your divine plan, revealed through the prophets and fulfilled in the grace of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank you for the Spirit that filled those ancient voices, guiding them to search and proclaim the glories to come. As we reflect on their dedication, we marvel at how they served future generations, laying the foundation for our faith. Lord, we are humbled by the depths of your love and salvation. Through Jesus' sufferings and the glory that followed, you have offered us the ultimate gift, eternal life and peace with you. Help us to never lose sight of this truth amidst the distractions of the world. May we daily embrace your grace, confess our need for you, and walk in the fullness of new life through Christ. Guide us by your Holy Spirit, just as you did with the apostles, to share this life-changing message with others. May our hearts overflow with gratitude for this extraordinary salvation that even the angels long to understand. In Jesus' name we pray, Amen. Friends, may blessings overflow in your life, bringing peace, joy, and strength in all you do. Take care. And may God's grace continue to guide and surround you.